Welcome back to Rosie on the House on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning.
It's the open line hour. That means any questions you, the Arizona homeowner, wants to talk about, it's your time. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. We have texting during the broadcast only at 411-923 or emails to info@rosieonthehouse.com. A lot of times this is where we do our ticket giveaway, but our Diamondback tickets were for Tuesday. And by the time the broadcast is done and the winner's picked, the mail service has already gone out. We didn't think getting it mailed on Monday for a Tuesday game. So we actually gave away the ticket to our newsletter subscribers. We had asked a trivia question, and everyone could respond to that. And we picked at random the winner, who is... Let's see, who was our winner this week? There was a gentleman out of Gilbert, Mr. Bruce Swanson. Congratulations, be going to Tuesday's Diamondback game. So we won't have that this week on air, but that's one cap, you know, just it happens. The game was too early in the week to get it to the winner.
Thanks to our flagship station, KTAR, for providing those tickets. It's always good fun. All right, we'll get to the calls. There is an open line if you'd like to jump in, 1-888-767-4348. Let's get to Adrian, who's been patiently on hold as we got through our Attorney General interview and a short conversation about APS rates. Let's bring Adrian in. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful sun. It's a beautiful Saturday morning.
Yes, it is. What part of the state are you in?
Deer Valley, North Phoenix.
Okay, very nice, very nice. Okay.
You're correct, sir. The new APS rates went into effect on August 19th. And I've got my bills right here in front of me.
Okay, all right. Okay.
1,000-square-foot single-family home. I'm a single guy. I live alone. So I recently talked to the lady at APS, you know, about the time of use plan, and she said the best plan for me, you know, was the Monday through Friday, noon to 7 plan. So we tried that out. And so let me go back to 2015.
Okay.
I put a new air conditioning unit on my house May 2016. So 2015, I was paying about $9.65 daily summertime. I'm averaging about $300 a month for my APS, you know, for my electric bill.
Okay.
So summertime 2016, May 2016, I get the new air conditioning unit. I just go with the regular way I've been cooling my house. And I was paying about $175 a month for summertime bills. I'm averaging $5.75 a day, approximately. So this year, I've been listening to you about the super cooling and about the time of use plan. So I called up and I switched to the time of use plan. And I went with the super cooling Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. It goes to 72 degrees. And then at noon, it goes up to 84 degrees. And then about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it goes to 81 degrees. And then, you know, at 7 o'clock at night, it goes down to 77 degrees.
Okay.
Whatever. So.
And Adrian, you're doing all that with a programmable thermostat, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
No Wi-Fi, just the programmable thermostat on the wall.
Okay.
And I cut my rates to $4.68 a day, which is less than half of, you know, before. I've saved 25% over last year with the super cooling and the time of use plan. My bill for July was $150. My bill for August was $135. And my peak on my percentage of on peak use is between 12% and 14%.
That's good.
And the lady at APS said that is just outstanding because most people can't get below 20.
Right. Yeah. Now, anytime you can get below 20, we tell people, look, shoot for about 25 and let's see how well you do. And then if you really want to fine tune it, we can get you down, you know, into that 10 to 15% range. Adrian, if you really cheat it like I do, and I use the term cheat kind of facetiously, we're not cheating anybody. We're just taking advantage of what they're providing us. I can get it to 8%.
Wow.
8% on peak. So you're telling me that you've been in this home for several years. It's about 1,000 square foot, bachelor, single occupant. You've cut your air conditioning bill from $9 a day to under $5 a day, a savings of almost 50%.
Yeah, a little bit more than 50%, from 9.5 to 4.5.
Okay. And that's just by manipulating what time of day you're asking the air conditioner to do its work.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Adrian. And but you did get a new unit too, right?
Yes, in May of 2016.
Okay.
I put a new unit on the house because you've heard the stories, you know, in the summertime of people, the air conditioning goes down, and they can't get somebody to get out there when it's 115 right away. And then they tell them, oh, you got to put a new air conditioning. You know, they go 7 days without air conditioning. And I just, you know, hearing those stories prompted me because I had an original unit. I had an original Carrier unit on my house that was 30 years old.
Oh, wow.
You know,
okay.
We had replaced the compressor. You know, we had replaced the fan blade before. You know, we had, you know, done some work on it, but it was time.
Well, you had that working for you as well, because a 30-year-old Carrier unit probably had an efficiency rating of about a 4 or 5, and I'm guessing you probably went back in with something new at something between 12 and 16.
Yeah, it's a 14 SEER.
Yeah, okay.
I think they said a ton.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Well, Adrian, we appreciate you giving us a call and letting us know. Super Cooling Works.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Okay, man. Thanks, man. All right. Well, we're going to go from Deer Valley up to Anthem and talk to Wayne. We have an open line for you if you'd like to jump in, 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, bros. How you doing?
Good.
Okay. I got a question. I got on the side of my bathroom, master bath, I got these little covers. There's three of them, and they're about 6 inches round, maybe a little bit more, and they got a bolt through it. And I just didn't know what they are. It's a 03 house.
A three what?
There's covers. It's got a screw in it. It's about 6 inches
on the,
round.
On the outside?
Sealed up. Yeah, on the house. Outside the master bath.
The outside wall of the house. Well, that if you'll take that screw off, I've got to believe what you're looking at is a sewer cleanout.
Okay. All right. I just didn't want – they're all sealed up. I just didn't want to unseal them, and they're painted, and now I have to repaint it. So
now,
I thought I'd give you a call and see what they were.
Yeah. I don't know why you would have three, but if it's 6-inch circular with a screw right in the middle, that sounds like to me a sewer cleanout cover plate. If you if you're telling me they're caulked to the stucco and they're all sealed in, I don't know why there's three. That's peculiar. If you want to take a picture of it for me and shoot it to info@roseonthehouse.com, I'll certainly take a look at it and see what I can figure out.
One on one side and then on the back side. That's by the shower. I got one, and then on the back side, there's we got two sinks in the bathroom, but they're not even close to the sinks. So I don't know. So I was just thought I'd give you a call and see what they were before I looked in it and flipped the caulk off and had to re-caulk them and repaint them.
Yeah, well, at the point you want to take a look at them, you can take a razor blade knife, cut that caulk, take the screw out, pop it off, and what you'll see is you're not going to see an open sewer line right there. You're going to see the ABS black pipe with a plug screwed in to a female receiver, and that screw goes into the backside of that plug. And then if you want to really test to verify and see if it's sewer, then you take a big crescent wrench and you unscrew that plug.
And then you bring your neighbor over and say, hey, stick your head down there and tell me what you think about it.
Yeah, tell me what you think about it.
I think I'll take your word for it and just be uncurious about it until something happens to it.
All right, Wade. We appreciate
it. Hey, I got you on the phone. We're doing super cooling. Went from $259 a month last year to $179 a month this year. $2,800.
Okay.
$259 to what?
$179. So just by doing the – well, we did put a new pool pump in. That's got 2-speed.
That helps. That helps as well. Yeah.
But that's still $80 drop with the addition of a
– Yeah. Wayne, we appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Romy, how can we get everybody that's saving money at Super Cooling to send a portion of that savings to – Habitat for Humanity or St. Vincent de Paul?
How can we
mobilize this army?
We found the way.
Okay.
We did.
All right. Well, good.
And it's going to be available here in the next 10 days. It is so boring.
I like finding out about these things on air.
Well, and, no, you know about it. Oh, you just okay. haven't. It is so boring to say stuff like that. And, oh, if you win, donate. And, you know, it's all good stuff. But who right. remembers to do that? You got to sit down. You got to yep. go. La, 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 la. And it makes boring as heck radio.
So we finally think we've
broken the key to that.
Okay.
And it all has to do with this concept that's come out of your 30th year anniversary broadcast coming up. We've constantly asked for Rosie on the House products and merchandise. And, you know, where can I get a hat? Where can I get one of the shirts you guys wear? Well, they're just company shirts. We don't do merchandising. Well, we are. For the 30th anniversary, for the first time, and maybe the only time, I don't know, or maybe just anniversary times, but we are putting together American-made hats, American-made shirts, and an American-made toolbox that has your essential hand tools every homeowner must have, all etched with Rosie on the House 30th anniversary limited time decals. 100% American-made.
Okay.
100% of the profits go back to our three local nonprofits. So instead of just sitting there saying, oh, remember this, remember that, hey, you can do a three-way win. You can get a hand tool that's going to last you a lifetime, that's American-made, so it supports the American manufacturing.
I love it.
Proceeds go back to Arizona community, so it's a win there, and then it's a win for you, the homeowner, getting the product.
And
the tool that's going to be there for your lifetime.
So we're not taking any money off of any of those sales. We're diverting 100% of the money that's over and above the hard cost of the product and distributing it between Habitat for Humanity.
Mm-hmm. St. Vincent de Paul. And it's going to be a veteran one. We're looking at two right now, and it may be a combination of those. Okay. But it'll be veteran-based.
And that's going to be available when?
Well, pre-sales will start in the next 10 days, because we don't know, we may sell 5, we may sell 500, we may sell 5,000. We have no idea. We've never done this before. So we're going to do pre-sales to give us an idea of what kind of bulk to order. The bulk order helps us negotiate our unit cost.
Got it. Okay.
That unit cost is critical in understanding how much we can calculate and anticipate.
Got it.
For donating to the nonprofit. So A new feature, a little bit of a complication, but we're gonna do it through 30th anniversary Rosie on the House merchandise as a way that somebody like Wayne that called in, he's saving $100 a month. Hey, go buy the American Made Toolbox and S-String Hammer.
Okay.
Proceeds will go to our nonprofits.
Well, I actually went on the e-commerce store and bought a Franklin stud sensor.
I saw that last Sunday. Oh, I was busy.
I was testing it. Well, you know, we had POTUS visiting the house.
Who?
POTUS.
I don't know who that is.
Well, it's Princess of the United States.
Oh, Carol was in town?
Carol was coming down. I had to hang a cabinet before she got here.
So you bought the Franklin sensor sun finder?
Very nice. You no guessing at all. It used to be when I had my nail belt on every day, I could find the stud just by tapping. But either my hearing's gotten bad or my eyes have gotten bad, and I'm missing every once in a while. So, boy, that Franklin just put you right there, right in the middle of the stud. I was tickled. It helped me a lot.